Welcome, friends. I'm Connie. The Simply Happy podcast is where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want.
3 years ago, at the age of 51, I did something that shocked everyone I knew, my family, and even shocked me a little bit too. That is, I walked away from a life I'd been carefully building over the past 3 decades. So, if you find yourself today in a situation or a circumstance that you feel trapped in, or maybe you're in your midlife and you're just like, nah, I'm too old to try to reinvent myself at this age, or maybe you're a little bit afraid of following your dreams. Maybe this conversation today will help inspire you to follow your dreams no matter what your age is. For over 30 years, I was a doting, loving mother of 3 amazing children. Starting at the very young age of 19, I had spent virtually my entire life raising children. And although I love my children dearly, like most moms, I'm sure you can relate to this, you really tend to put everything into your children's upbringing because we love them and we want the best for them. But in the process, I really felt like I lost my own identity. Like I really didn't know who I was outside of being mom. And it took me a long time to start to think about who I was outside of my children, outside of being a mom. Who was I? When my youngest daughter was getting ready to set out on her own adventures, my husband and I started just kind of daydreaming about, oh, wouldn't it be so cool if, or maybe someday we could, or this kind of discussion around what are we going to do without any kids at home? And that's really where it started. And this started probably 5 years ago. And then 3 years ago, we really just made a decision. We made the decision for the next chapter of our life together without kids at home that we were going to sell everything and pack everything we owned or wanted to take with us into a suitcase and start to travel the world. Again, we're leaving behind a home, cars, a home that was filled with things, memorabilia, keepsakes, heirlooms, all of it. It was a big deal. It was not an easy task to decide to do it. This was not a decision that we took lightly. We talked about it, thought about it, looked into it, planned, discussed, fretted over for a few years. One, the financial aspect of it. My husband and I, we are not retired. We are not financially independent. We both still work. And that uncertainty of how do we still work while traveling and what does that look like in a foreign country, in different time zones. And so that was and still is a big concern for us. Also, I was in a severe car accident in 2020 that left me with a traumatic brain injury, vision loss, neck issues, lots of health issues. And that's very scary. Scary to leave all of my doctors and not sure how I would fare with travel. It was really intimidating and very scary, and it still is. It's a challenge, not gonna lie. Traveling with health issues is a challenge. But in the end, we did our best to plan and prepare and get our life in order. And then we packed everything we could into a suitcase and said goodbye to our friends and family. It's never too late to be what you might have been. Society kind of preaches to us that by the time we're in our midlife, all of our adventures are far behind us. And now is the time to find a recliner and just stay put. But I think this is a myth. For one, our lifespan is much longer than it used to be. And so now, even though I'm in my 50s, I still have another 30, 40 years left of life. And so I think to then just assume that everyone over the age of 40 just wants to stay put and not have any new experiences, whether you move or not, you just don't grow in any way, I think is very unrealistic. The benefit of being middle-aged is that there's a lot of wisdom that we have gained. We usually trust ourselves more, our judgment. We have a better understanding of who we are. And this is really valuable and serves us well when we are trying to reinvent ourselves or try something new. Also, our children have launched, and now this is the first time in decades that we get to kind of have fun with just who we are and the dreams that we want to have in the last part of our life. And I think in midlife, especially after my car accident, I realize how fragile life is. Like, we're midlife, meaning we're on the other side. So, you know, we never know when our ticket is punched. And if I definitely was not aware of how fragile life was and how fleeting time is until my car accident. And so there is this sense of urgency to live fully for me every day, whatever that is, and however that looks. I used to think that I needed to have courage and overcome my fears in order to do anything big or life-changing. But for me, what I have discovered is instead of waiting for courage to somehow show up in my life, I walk with my fear. I take it by its little hand and I go, okay, fear, here we go. Because that's, you know, our fear is there to kind of be our safety gauge, to let us know if something is wrong. And so I don't want to shut it down. I want to listen to it. But I also don't want that little voice of fear to stifle my life and my experiences. So there's a couple things that I do to become friends with my fear. One is I do the what ifs. I play the what if game. Only instead of just ending it as what if I land in the hospital in a foreign country, kind of a what if, I go, okay, what if I land in a hospital in a foreign country? Then what? And I try to play out the scenarios best that I can so that I can kind of come to peace with anything I'm thinking up in my head that I could be afraid of. I reframe the idea of something not working out instead of it being a failure or that I can't do it or I'm not good enough. Instead, I don't view it as failing. I just view it as like, oh, that didn't work. Let's try this way now. Or, well, you win some, you lose some. Like, instead of taking something that doesn't go as planned so to heart and being so overwhelmed by it, just taking it more in stride. The most important thing I have learned about myself and how I view life now is to really enjoy the journey, not the destination, especially when destination is constantly moving because we travel. Enjoying the process, the experience of each day. Enjoying the small wins, like asking for milk in another language or navigating an ATM in a foreign country or all of the things that have to happen when you are traveling. If I can figure out how to say hello, I'm sorry, I don't speak XYZ language, I am feeling like that was a pretty good win for my day. And so I'm not looking to master anything. I am literally just like a little kid, novice. I am learning every day. And I think that that is really cool at 51. I have really embraced messiness. Meaning life. Life is not contained. Life is unconventional and unpredictable, definitely. And just embracing the messiness of life, really cherishing the moment, because each moment is the journey. I set out on this adventure because that's what I wanted, an adventure. And boy, have I gotten my wish. To be honest, it is not always smooth. Matter of fact, it's usually less smooth than smooth sailing. And it's not always fun. Sometimes it's really very difficult and challenging. There have been some pretty steep learning curves that keep coming at us as we continue this adventure of ours, right? When we think we have a handle on it, then something will shift. And it's challenging. It's very challenging. Setting up a SIM card in a foreign country, very challenging. It's beyond. But I think that when we just kind of embrace the challenges in life instead of turning away from it, it gives us a huge opportunity for growth. And I have learned so much about myself. I've learned that I'm resilient, even with my health issues. I've learned that I'm really trust my instincts and that I can overcome tremendous obstacles. And I am really proud of the fact that in my 50s, with a brain injury and health elements, and still trying to work, I'm really proud that that I took it on. I'm really proud of myself. I have chosen to pursue stories and experiences versus comfort in life. And I have put myself in a situation that is not comfortable. It's not comfortable because it's always moving and shifting. But I think, wow, what stories I have to tell. So if you are looking to or wanting to or dreaming of changing your life or having a new experience in your midlife, or you just want something different or a little bit more even, I think the very first thing is to get crystal clear on what you want. Crystal clear. You can start to journal and playing the game of like a perfect day in my ideal life 5 years from now, I'm doing this and this, to try to paint an image for yourself of what you do want. Really listening and tuning into your intuition for guidance, but also honing in on your values, what's important to you. For instance, I value security, but not security of a home. So I already know that that value of I have to be home, like in the same house all the time, is not a value of mine. It's not a priority. But if that was a priority to me, then naturally I wouldn't set out to travel with a suitcase because I value the security of a home. So knowing your own values is really, really critical as you embark on any new adventure. It sounds a little morbid, but I find it very insightful. If you were to think about your death, how would you want to be remembered? What experiences would you want to have taken? And what things would you have wanted to see or do in your lifetime? As a mom, after decades of making decisions with everyone else's needs taking the front seat, I really had to listen to my own intuition and kind of listen to what I wanted for the first time, which is a little scary, but also exciting. It's like discovering myself. Some things that helped were just journaling, lots of daydreaming, lots of imagining, looking at Pinterest for ideas of what kind of like sparked my interest was really helpful to me to try to figure out who I was now as just me outside of being a mom in the second part of my life. Meditating, getting really still and quiet, and then listening to my own wisdom, my own intuition, and my own instincts, my authentic self. I think if you are embarking on something different for yourself, honor your own path. You are unique. We are all unique. You don't have to embark on a crazy adventure like selling everything and moving around all over the world. It can be whatever lights your own spirit, whatever fills your own bucket, whatever excites you. It doesn't have to be anyone else's journey or path but yours. The rewards that I've gained from stepping away from my comfortable life have really surprised me in a lot of ways. I already addressed how proud I am of myself, which, other than raising my kids, I don't think I've really felt this kind of self-confidence before. And to find this self-confidence and self-trust in myself and my resilience in my 50s, who knew that that would have ever happened? I don't worry about the little things so much anymore that I used to. Because if I worried about the little things now, oh my goodness, whew, I wouldn't get out of bed in the mornings. There's a lot of little things and big things. But I just don't sweat it like I used to. It's just not such a big deal, all the little things. Or, you know, I'm not as embarrassed that I don't know the answer to things anymore, which makes me much less prone to being a perfectionist, because I'm like, I make mistakes all day long. And I think that's really healthy to be both confident in myself, but then at the same time, really embrace the fact that I am the furthest thing from perfect, and there is so much that I don't know in the world. My marriage has really deepened. I mean, relying on each other when you travel and these big decisions and the craziness that happens in our daily lives, it's really brought us close together, and I wouldn't trade that for the world. I just want you to know that you are not too old. Your dreams are not too big, and it's not too late. Whether you are looking to have a huge disruptor in your life or do something small for yourself, you can do it. You have the strength and resilience, intelligence and wisdom within you. You have spent decades of your life being of service for others. Many times as moms, we don't even think about what we want for our future. And it's okay to want a future of your own. I know it can be scary, because anything unknown is scary and frightening, but some of your biggest adventures and life experiences might be waiting for you on the other side of that fear. You are braver than you know. Have a beautiful day, my friend.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media platforms at ConnieReet. Your experience of the show means a lot to me. I invite you to rate it. See you next time.